afternoon.
大家下午好。
Do any of you look exactly like your father?
你们当中有没有人跟你的父亲是一模一样的？
If I saw you and your father side by side, would I say, oh, I know who your father is?
如果你和你的爸爸站在一起，我能不能说，哦，原来这个人就是你爸爸？我能不能这样说呢？
Fathers even like it when our sons and daughters act like we act, when we're acting well.
如果我们做得好的话，父亲就会喜欢。
We like it if my son, I'm a teacher, so my son became a teacher, I like that.
如果我们的孩子做得跟我们差不多的话，我就会非常高兴。比如说我是做老师的，我的儿子也是做老师的，所以我很喜欢。
I'm a teacher and my daughter became a teacher and I like that.
我是老师，我的女儿也是老师，我也很喜欢。
Sadly, my children all are great musicians.
但是呢，我的孩子都是都是很好的音乐家。
And when they're great musicians, they're nothing like I am.
但是我却对音乐不太懂。
My wife is a great musician.
因为我的太太是一个音乐很有恩赐的人。
Your heavenly Father God wants you to look like He does.
但是我们的天父也希望我们能够像他。
And you're probably thinking, well, God's invisible.
但是你可能说，神是看不见摸不着的呀。
How would I know what God looks like?
我怎么知道上帝长什么样呢？
He reveals His true inner character in the Bible.
神会把他的这个内在的这个品性在圣经里启示出来。
And sometimes when we're thinking about what our heavenly Father is like, we get confused.
有的时候，如果我们想天父长什么样的时候，我们有时候觉得会摸不着头脑。
And so we think we're being like our heavenly Father, but we really are not.
我们觉得自己应该像天父一样，可是我们实际上并不像天父。
The Apostle Paul, in the letter to the church in Ephesus, is writing to a real church.
保罗写给以弗所教会的信，这个教会是个实实在在、真真实实的教会。
The ancient city of Ephesus is near Izmir, Turkey.
那么，以弗所这个城市在今天的土耳其的西部。
As Paul was writing to this church, there were two cultures in the church.
在保罗写这封书信的时候，在教会里有两种截然不同的文化。
And these two groups of Christians, though they were in the same church, were not unified.
这两种文化的人虽然在同一个教会，却不能合一。
They found themselves struggling to love one another.
他们发现要爱对方是如何的难。
And they were not looking like their heavenly Father.
他们看上去并不太像天父。
So in these verses that we're going to look at together, Paul is telling them what the Father is like.
所以今天的经文，保罗就告诉我们天父是什么样子的。
And encouraging them to look like he does.
他也鼓励大家要效法天父。
The first few verses of Ephesians 4 talk about being unified, being one.
那么在以弗所一开始的四章一开始的一个经文是讲的是合一的事情。
Ephesians 4, 1 and 2 says, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling you've been called, with all humility and gentleness and patience, bearing with one another in love.
一到二节这么说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
If I were going to describe God's character, this is how I would describe him.
如果我要用几个词来描述上帝的品性，那么这几个词就是很关键的词了。
Jesus was humble and gentle and patient, and he was being bearing with our sins in love until we could believe.
因为耶稣就是一个谦虚、温柔、忍耐，能够用爱心来宽容我们的罪的人。
So Paul is really telling Christians to act like Christ.
所以保罗实际上是要信徒要效法基督。
It was interesting, Mahatma Gandhi had an interesting thing to say about Christians.
那么印度宗教领袖甘地呢，曾经对基督徒和基督教有过这么一番有趣的评论。
Gandhi had missionaries who came to his country, and so he got to know some of them.
因为甘地他能够在全国巡游，所以他认识一些基督徒。
Gandhi said, "I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are unlike your Christ."
甘地说，我喜欢你们的基督，但是我不喜欢你们的基督徒，因为你们的基督徒一点都不像你们的基督。
Breaks my heart that Gandhi might have become a Christian if the Christians he met were more like Jesus.
所以每次我想到，如果甘地能够碰到基督徒，能够更像基督的话，那么甘地可能会成为基督徒。每到想到这一点，我就让感到有点伤心。
We need to have the same purpose in life that God has for Christ.
所以我们要知道，神把耶稣差到世上是什么一个目的。
Paul in 2 Corinthians said God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
在哥林多后书，保罗说，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归在他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
This puts us in a very different position in relationship to most of our neighbors and friends.
那么这个就定义了这个我们应该跟我们的邻居和信徒应该处理关有个什么样的关系。
Our neighbors and friends will point their finger at us and say, "You Christians, you believe this."
我们的朋友，我们的邻居会不会说，你们这些基督徒，你们相信这个？
And that tempts us to think that we should really argue with them.
有时候我们会想忍不住想跟他们争论一番。
But our responsibility is not to set people straight, but to reconcile them with God.
但是我们的任务并不是跟人争出个所以然，争出一个高低，而是让人与神和好。
So rather than creating more conflict with people who disagree with us,our job is to get rid of conflict while we tell the truth.
所以我们的这个该做的，不是要通过这个要证明什么引发更多的争论，而是要就是抹去这些争论。
So how can you and I prevent being in an argument and prevent conflict?
我们如何才能够避免冲突，消灭这些争论呢？
Especially when people around us disagree with what we believe.
特别是有些人在我们旁边，他身边的人不太同意我们的时候，我们该怎么做？
Paul's advice is first begin by being really humble.
保罗说，第一个我们要做的就是要真的很谦虚。
I need to realize the person who disagrees with me is probably saying something I used to say earlier in my life.
那个反对我的人说的一些话，也许我在以前我也这么说过。
I need to be as eager to hear what they have to tell me as I am to tell them the truth about Christ.
我想他们所知道，但是我也必须首先聆听他们要告诉我的。
Being humble means being a good listener.
所以谦虚就是说你要善于聆听。
The second thing he encouraged is that I'm gentle.
第二个保罗建议的是说你要温柔。
With the people who are maybe very angry about things I believe.
因为有些人他可能对你的这个信仰感到非常的生气和恼怒。
So just because the other person is angry gives me no excuse to be angry.
但是因为那个人对你很生气，你并没有生气的理由。
Proverbs says a gentle answer turns away wrath.
箴言说一个温柔的一个回答可以把怒气消除。
So rather than arguing with people, I want to gently just present the truth.
所以与其去争论，还不如温柔的把这个真理告诉他。
His last advice for avoiding conflict is to be patient.
那么另外下一个要能够避免这个冲突的这个建议就是要忍耐。
And to be loving, to wait as long as it takes for people to listen and believe.
用爱心来聆听别人所说的话。
I've had people, Christians, sometimes tell me that they are arguing because they're arguing for the truth.
有些人跟我说，我们争论是因为我们想把这个真理给辨明。
And they're divided sometimes with other Christians because those Christians don't believe everything we believe.
甚至这些信徒会跟其他的信徒产生分裂，产生决裂，因为他们相信的东西跟我相信的不一样。
Today I'm going to suggest to you a different idea.
但今天我要告诉大家一个不同的想法。
When I am divided from other Christians, it's not because I'm the mature one.
当我和其他的信徒分裂决裂的时候，并不是因为我是一个成熟的基督徒。
When I don't have love and unity with other believers, it's not because I'm right and they're wrong.
当我跟别人不能合一的时候，不是因为说我是对的，他们错了。
Often it's because I'm immature and not humble.
很多时候，真正的原因是因为我还不够成熟，还不够谦虚。
I need to be a person who is easy to disagree with.
我必须要成为一个愿意去承受那些跟我意见不一样的人。
If I'm correct and what I believe is really the truth of God.
如果我相信的真的是神的真理的话，
God's Spirit will convince my brother or sister that this is the truth.
那神的灵会告诉那个弟兄姊妹，这是真理。
I don't need to fight or argue or break fellowship with them.
我不需要去跟他吵架，跟他去斗，或者跟他这个决裂关系。
This is how God the Father treats me about all the things I'm wrong about.
因为这就是神如何把我这样一个犯了很多错误的人，他怎么对我的。
Think about it. Does God say, well, I'm not going to their church. They're not right about everything.
你想想，神会说，我才不去他们那个教会，因为他们的想法不对。
Does God ever say, I'm not going to talk to her. She's wrong about at least three or four things.
神也不会对说，我才不去跟他讲话呢，因为他有两三点东西是观点是不对的。
No, God is patient and listens to our prayers and waits for us to realize the truth.
神不是这样，神是非常耐心的听我们的祷告。
So the first way to prevent disunity is love, patience, gentleness.
所以第一个避免这个分裂，避免不合一的办法就是谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
What do we do though once a conflict has actually started? Disagreement with another person.
我们这当这个分歧有的时候，我们该怎么做？
How do we resolve conflict and restore unity?
我们如何把这个分歧消除，重新恢复这样一个合一？
In Ephesians 4:3, Paul says this: Be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
以弗所书后来说，用彼此用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Now, if I could talk to your brother or sister, what would they tell me about you?
如果我去问弟兄姊妹关于你的事情，他们会怎么说你呢？
Would they say, he is so eager to be unified with everyone?
他会不会说，这个人他总是很愿意竭力的去跟别人保持合一？
Or would they say, he'll do anything to prove that he's right?
还是说，他们会说，这个人呢，总是想证明自己是对的。
If they say about a person, she is so friendly when you're in the room.
他会说，这个人啊，当你在的时候，他总是表现得很友好。
But you never really know how she feels about you.
但是呢，你永远不可能知道她内心的真实的想法是什么。
After you leave the room, she may cry all day and be really sad, but she'll never tell you that you hurt her.
当你走了以后，这个人可能会很伤心，整天都会痛哭，因为你曾经伤害过她。
To be eager, to be united with people, means I have to pay the price of peace.
要跟别人合一，就说我自己要付上代价，这个代价就是和平。
I need to go beyond my feelings and my insecurity and work, be eager to actually be close to other people.
所以我必须要能够超越这些我自己的情感，而竭力去跟别人保持合一。
This word maintain the unity of the spirit.
那么这个这里的这个词说竭力保守合一合而为一的心。
The word to maintain means to make every effort, work hard with great urgency.
竭力就是指竭尽全力啊，用尽一切的力量。
Why is this so important to God that He would rather I work to maintain unity than to be thought to be right all the time?
为什么神说保持合一是这么重要，甚至比你这个坚持你自己是对的还要重要呢？
Why is this urgent to God?
为什么对神来说这是个首要的事情？
In John, Jesus said, the world will know you are my disciples by the way you love one another.
因为约翰福音说过，对基督徒说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
If we're only pretending to love one another, that doesn't glorify God.
如果我们只是假装着爱别人的话，这不会使荣耀神，能够荣耀神。
If I would rather you think I'm right than have a good relationship with you, that means I love myself, but I don't love you very much.
如果说我喜欢你的原因仅仅是因为你同意我的观点，那这不是真正的爱。
So this is very important to our Father that all of His children actually, it truthfully love one another.
所以对于上帝来说，我们信徒之间一个真诚的、真挚的爱是很重要的。
I thought the same thing about my mother when I was a boy growing up.
我对我的妈妈也曾经有这样的想法。
My brother and I used to really, we got in fist fights.
我跟我的这个哥哥弟弟们经常有这个争执、打架。
And my father wouldn't stop us fighting.
但是我爸爸不会管。
He would make us box three rounds before he let us quit fighting.
他会让我们继续再打三个回合。
He was teaching us self-defense and that no one ever wins a fight.
他说这个他会告诉我们一个道理，就是说你要学会自卫，而且没有人会打赢。
But our mother would always say, "Don't fight, you're brothers."
但是我妈妈会说不要打了，你们是兄弟。
You love your brother.
你要爱你的兄弟。
And you love your brother.
你也爱你的兄弟。
And we liked our father's way better.
但是我们还是喜欢坚持我爸爸那一套。
So God is saying this is urgent to Him, but it may not be that important to us.
所以神说合一这个事情对神是很重要，但是对于信徒往往我们感觉不到。
The Bible tells us that when we become Christians, His Holy Spirit comes and lives in us.
圣经告诉我们，当我们信主的时候，圣灵是住在我们里面。
I find it odd that often Christians argue about the Holy Spirit.
但是很有意思的是，信徒们往往是因为圣灵而产生争执。
The Bible says that He is the Spirit of unity.
圣经说圣灵是一个合一的灵。
So if I'm following the Spirit, He's telling me to love my brother.
所以如果我能够顺服圣灵的话，我就会爱我的弟兄。
Not to argue with my brother or sister about the Holy Spirit.
我不会跟我的弟兄姊妹们去争论关于圣灵的事。
In Romans 14, Paul said, "The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit."
罗马书十四章十七节说，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
That means if you and I are really walking with the Spirit, we're working to be unified with people around us.
所以如果我们行在这个圣灵里面，我们就会和其他的弟兄姊妹保持合一。
And we're living in what he calls the bond of peace.
所以这就是在和平中彼此联络。
What does it take to resolve conflict with other people?
我们怎么样去解决这个冲突？
The first thing is you have to be willing to risk that the person I'm trying to be one with will not want to join me.
如果你真的想跟别人保持和平的话，你要想 这个人可你要去和好那个人，他可能不一定会想来啊、来跟你保持同样的立场。
I'm ready to forgive and love them, but maybe they're not ready to forgive and love me.
也许我已经准备好宽恕他、爱他，可是那个人不一定准备好了来这样爱宽恕我、来爱我。
Second, I'm afraid if I try to make unity with someone that they will make me apologize for things I said or did.
第二个我在使人和睦的时候，我可能会担心的是说，如果我跟他和好，他可能会强迫我道歉，为我所做的道歉。
I'll be embarrassed and I'll be hurt by the things they say to me.
也许我会觉得难堪，也许他也许我自己会受到伤害。
Jesus wants us to risk the pain of being wrong and admitting it and asking for forgiveness.
但是耶稣却忍受了一切被冤枉、被羞辱这些痛苦，他的目的就是为了我们能够和好。
That's what Jesus did on the cross, yes?
这就是耶稣在十字架上所成就的。
He paid the penalty for my sin.
神为耶稣为我们的罪献上了赎价。
He paid the price to reconcile sinners with a holy God.
他为一个罪人和神和好而献上了赎价。
And so sometimes I have to be willing to experience some pain if I'm going to have unity with other people.
所以同样的，如果我想跟某个人和好合一的话，有时候我也得忍受一些痛苦。
Jesus said something wonderful about peacemakers.
耶稣讲过，使人和睦的人是有福了。
He said, "Peacemakers are blessed, and they will be called the children of God."
耶稣说，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
So this is what you and I are to be eager to do.
所以这个是我们应该去竭力去做的事情。
When I have a conflict with someone, I need to be eager to be one with them.
当我和别人有争执、有冲突的时候，我要跟他合一。
More eager than I am to get them to admit they hurt me or that I am correct.
你这个要想合一的心要超过让别人来个认错的这个心。
Being one with people glorifies our Father.
因为我们合一的时候，我们就能够荣耀神。
And it makes us look like His children.
也会使我们更加像他的儿女。
What is often we think the thing that we're arguing about is the most important thing in the world.
很多时候我们觉得我们争论事情是世界上最重要的事情。
I know a father and whose son has not spoken a sentence to him in 2 years.
我认识一个父亲，他和他儿子有两年没有讲话。
His son is very angry with his father and he won't speak to him.
因为这个他的儿子对他父亲非常的生气，非常不满，他拒绝跟他讲话。
If I ask the son, "Why are you so angry at your father? What did he do?"
如果我问这个儿子，你为什么对你爸爸这么生气呢？他到底做了什么
？The son has a list of things that he tells me his father said and that his father did.
他儿子会给我一个清单，说他爸爸所做的、所行的、所说的。
And then he tells me that.I can't forgive that.
然后他说我不能原谅他。
Well, let me give you a list of reasons why we can forgive people who harm and offend us.
那现在也让我给你一个清单，为什么我们可以宽恕那些得罪过我们的人。
Listen for the word one in these verses that Paul shares with these Christians in Ephesus.
那么在接下来这个经文里，请大家注意一字。
I count 7 times that he uses the word one.
在这个经文里，一共有七次用了一。
He's saying about Christians, there is one body and one spirit, just as we were called to one hope, and that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift.
以弗所书四章七节说，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
That's so good. Yeah, he said that so many times, I think I know the Chinese word for one now.
因为我这个说了，所以现在 Pastor 也知道我这个一字英文中文怎么说了啊。
The basis of our unity is that we have one Father that we all answer to, who loves us.
所以我们信奉的是一个主，他是爱我们的主。
We all have one Savior who died on the cross for our sins.
我们都有一个救主，他为我们的罪死了。
We all have one faith that His grace forgives us and gives us eternal life.
我们都有一个信，这个信是让我们能够得永生的信。
We have one hope that we share all Christians together.
我们都有同一个指望，这个指望跟所有基督徒是一样的。
He's saying that we have one baptism that we all shared and were baptized into.
我们的那个洗礼也是一个，也是一样的。
God lives in all of us, and He is one God.
神是一个神。
So the things that we argue about and disagree with each other about are insignificant compared to this.
所以和这些这么多的一相比，我们所争论、我们不同意的那些事情，简直是鸡毛蒜皮。
Think about the last argument you had with someone else.
你想想你在过去你跟人这个争吵的时候。
If I had you write down what you were arguing about and we put it up on the wall, would that be embarrassing?
如果我把你跟那个人争吵的东西写下来，然后投影在这个墙上，你会不会觉得很难堪呢？
I talked to a husband and wife, and they had been arguing for a week about who washed the dishes.
我知道有一对夫妇为了这个谁洗碗吵了一个星期。
And I said, really? You said all these unkind things because someone didn't wash the dishes?
我说真的吗？你说那些伤人的话，就是因为有一个人不愿意洗碗。
I said, look at her. She's the daughter of God.
看看她吧，她是神的女儿。
Look at him. He is the son of God.
你看看她，她是神的儿子。
You are brothers and sisters in Christ.
你们在基督里是弟兄姊妹。
God doesn't care who does the dishes.
神不会在意谁洗碗。
You see what I mean? The things we argue about are insignificant.
所以我的论点就是说，其实我们吵的东西大部分是并不重要的东西。
So you and I, we need to think about this, because this is why we will solve our conflicts.
所以我们经常要把这个一字记在心里，因为这个是可以让我们解决冲突和争端的。
You might be thinking, well, what about my conflicts with people who are not Christians?
但是你说，那对于那些和非基督徒的那些争论怎么办呢？
The Bible says that every human was created in the image of God our Father.
但圣经说，人都是按照神的形象所造的。
Do I care more about this person becoming my brother or sister?
我是在乎这个人会不会成为我的弟兄姊妹。
Or protecting my feelings or getting even for things they did to me.
还是说，我很在乎我的这个感觉，我要跟这个人扯平才好。
I had a friend, he was mistreated terribly by the woman at the airport behind the ticket desk.
我认识一个朋友，他有一次在这个飞机场被他后面一个女人这个非常得到了非常不公正的待遇。
She was very rude to him, and he looked like he would miss his flight and not be able to travel for one whole week.
这个女人对这个我的朋友非常的不礼貌，而且非常粗鲁。我的朋友几乎都要错过一个星期的这个旅行的计划了。
He was in a long line waiting to talk to her for his turn.
他就是在这个排队里等了很久。
At first he thought, I'm going to tell her how silly she is and how she's not doing a good job.
所以我朋友第一念头是说，我要告诉这个女的，她是多么的不合这个没有理智。
Then he thought, I know, I'll get her supervisor and I'll get her in trouble at work.
我还要告诉他的这个老板，知道他这个在工作上是多么的这个不尽职。
But the line was really, really long.
但这个队实在是太长了。
And as he got closer to his turn, God began to speak to his heart.
但是当这个人快要排到的时候呢，我的朋友，神对我的朋友说话了。
He said he felt God asking him, do you care more about her eternal life or more about your ticket and traveling today?
神说，你到底是在乎这个女的的永生更多呢，还是在乎你今天这个机票更多？
He felt God was saying, my son Jesus died on a cross for her.
神对他说，我的儿子死在了十字架上。
Is it really that important that you travel today?
难道你今天就一定要去旅行吗？
So by the time he got to the front of the line, he said, I understand you're having a difficult day.
所以当他排到的时候，我的朋友对这个女的说，我知道今天对你的这天对你也不容易。
I would really like to travel today, and I wonder if you can help me.
但是呢，我今天也的确想能够去这个旅行，我希望你能够帮助我。
But if you can't help me, I understand.
但如果你帮助不了的话呢，我也能够理解。
So he avoided conflict by realizing she is created in the image of God.
所以我的朋友就是通过想到这个女的也是在按照神的形象所造的，所以他就避免了一场冲突。
God cares more about other people's salvation than about my convenience or whether I'm being treated well.
神对一个人得救的关心远远超过你的这个方便不方便要关心的多。
If you and I want people to really know our God, we have to look like our God.
如果你真的想让别人知道神的话，你自己要首先要像神。
We have to value the things that God values more than things that are just self-centered.
我们要重视那些神所重视的，而不是老是想着自己。
So let me quickly go back over my three points.
所以让我再重新的回顾一下我刚才说的三点。
I avoid conflict by being as loving and gentle and patient as Jesus.
我能够避免冲突，因为我能够谦虚、温柔、忍耐，就像耶稣一样。
I resolve conflict by being a peacemaker, by wanting peace more than I want to have my own way.
我也能够解决，我也能够消除这个冲突，因为我可以做一个使人和睦的人，就像耶稣一样。
I seek peace as a priority of God because the character of God, the created purpose of man,is more important than whatever I argue about.
我也知道和平在神看来是非常重要的，远远超过我自己的一些想法和感觉。
In the end, when I'm unified with other people is when I'm most like my father.
最后，当我和别人能够合一的时候，也是我最像神的时候。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, the world around us constantly models conflict.
主啊，我们生活这个世界总是在不停的争论争斗。
Sadly, we like to be proud of how we argued with someone and feel we won the argument.
可悲的是，我们很多时候以能够在争吵中能够得胜而引以为荣。
We tell stories about how we won in a conflict as if we were a hero.
我们跟别人吹嘘说，哎，我这场怎么争赢了，好像我是个英雄一样。
But in truth, Father, these are signs of our immaturity.
但是实际上，主啊，这就是不成熟的表现。
Help us to be your children in the way we treat one another.
帮我们成为你的儿女，在我们的每天待人接物上，能够更像是你的儿女。
Teach us how to value unity and peace more than we value self-centered, ego-driven things.
让我们更加的珍视合一和和平，而不是自我为中心的一些事情。
Remind us that the things that unite us with other people are more significant to you and to us.Than the things we argue about.
让我们知道，合一对你来说，对其他信徒来说是更重要的，而不是我们那些所争论的事情。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Amen.
Amen.